Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
And my name's Pauline. Thanks so much for joining us today. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is A New Coworker. A New Coworker. Yesterday, we learned that there is a new person at LTE TV. Her name is Tina. What is Tina like, Pauline?
Oh, she has blonde hair, and she's not too tall or too short. She is a little shy, but very nice.
Well, I hope today we get to meet her in person. But before we see our friends at the office, we need to practice our reading. Friends, try reading along with Pauline as she reads Read It for today.
Where is the new secretary? Alex is looking for her. He wants to introduce himself. He asks Rob for help. Rob has met her. He says she is about his height. She is neither too tall nor too short. But Rob doesn't know where she is. Alex doesn't find Tina. She finds him. Susie said he is Asian and he wears glasses. They're glad to finally meet.
Hey, Pauline, if someone was looking for me, what would you say I look like?
Oh, I would say you are tall and skinny, and you have short, wavy hair. What about me?
Well, I would say you're about the same height as Tina, and your hair is about like Tina's, too.
I guess we do look a little bit alike. Well, friends, it's time now for us to practice our keywords with Christina.
Hello, 电视台的新同事 Tina 担任的是秘书的工作。Tina is the new secretary. 秘书这个字 secretary 比较长，背的时候可以按音节拆开 secretary, secretary.Rob 说 Tina 的身高跟自己差不多，身高或者是高度的英文就是 height. She is about his height. Alex 觉得她身高刚好，不太高也不太矮。She is neither too tall nor too short. 这里的 neither nor 用来表达既不是这样也不是那样。Tina 一眼看到 Alex 就知道她是谁，因为 Rob 告诉 Tina Alex 是亚洲人。Alex is Asian. 形容词 Asian 表示亚洲的或者是亚洲人的。这是专有名词，别忘了字首要大写哦。还有 Susie 说过 Alex 有戴眼镜。Alex wears glasses. 眼镜就是 glasses. 因为有两片镜片，所以记得要用复数哦。
Hey Rob, have you met our new coworker yet?
Yes, I have met Tina. She's the new secretary.
I haven't met her yet. Maybe she's hiding from me.
No, she is too busy to do that. She has a new job to learn.
I know, but I want to introduce myself to her.
You should. She's about my height and has...Blonde hair.
Alex still hasn't met Tina yet.
I know. Susie, James, and Rob have all met Tina, but poor Alex still hasn't met her.
Alex thinks that maybe she's hiding from him.
That's a funny idea, but I don't think she's hiding. Like Rob said...She is too busy to do that.
Too adjective to do something. This is a very good sentence pattern. For example, he is too short to go on that ride. Now it's your turn, Pauline.
Okay, let's see. I'm too tired to go to the gym. Or how about it's...Too cold outside to eat ice cream.
Ooh, that's a nice one. Okay, friends, now it's your turn to try at home.
Tina is too busy to be hiding from Alex. She is the new secretary. She has to answer phone calls, work on the computer, and learn about how the company works.
Yes, it's an important job. Secretaries help us know when we have meetings. They email us about important things happening in the office. They know who is working in the office and who is gone each day.
You need to be very organized to be a secretary.
Well, I'm sure Tina will be great at it. But will Alex ever get to meet Tina?
Great question. Well, now Alex knows what Tina looks like, thanks to Rob's help. And thanks to Christina, we can learn all about it.
Rob 说新来的 Tina 身高跟她差不多。She is about my height. 名词 height 就是身高的意思。所以 someone is about my height 就表示某个人身高跟我差不多。这种说法在中文里没有，所以我们要来练习一下。如果你说 she is about your age, 就表示她的年龄跟你差不多。如果有人胖瘦身材差不多的话，就说 he is about my size。他的身材跟我差不多。附带说明一下，英文常常用 size 来讲人的身材，与其说某人很胖或比较胖，他们会说 he is big 或 he is bigger， 避免说某个人 fat， 这样子比较礼貌一点哦。
Thanks, Christina. So Tina is about Rob's height.
How tall do you think that is, Peter?Are you Rob's height?
No, Rob is a little shorter than me.
Okay, so Tina is also a little shorter than you. What else did Rob tell Alex about Tina?
He said that Tina has blonde hair.
Susie said that yesterday, too.
Well, then it must be true.
I guess so. But do you think she has short hair or long hair?
I don't know.We'll have to think about that. She's never said anything. I didn't hear anything from anyone else.
What do you think, friends? What does Tina look like? Does she have curly hair or straight hair? Long hair or short hair?
That's a good question. Friends, write down your answer. I think she is, and then we'll check after the break. Friends, we're going to take a short break right now.Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. So, have you made a guess? What do you think Tina will look like? Pauline, what do you think?
I think she will have short, straight, light blonde hair. Oh, and maybe she will wear glasses. I don't know why, but I always think of secretaries as having glasses.
Ooh, well, that's a very, good guess, and we'll find out if you're right. Friends, let's watch Conversation B.
Hello, are you Alex?
Yes, I am. You must be Tina. You have blonde hair, and you're neither too tall nor too short.
That's right.
How did you know who I was?
Well, Susie said you wear glasses, and you have black hair. And Rob told me you're Asian.
That's right. Well...It's nice to finally meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Oh, skip.
Alex finally met Tina, and we finally got to see her, too.
Well, I'm sorry, Pauline, but you were wrong about Tina. She was not wearing glasses.
Well, she does have straight hair.
That's true, but it isn't short.She has really long hair, like yours.
That's true. But Tina saw Alex first, and she knew who he was before he even said anything. How did she know it was Alex?
How do you know me?
Peter, that's different. I know you because I see you all the time.
No, Pauline. How do you know me? That's today's
calendar phrase.
How do you know me?
How do you know me?
你怎么知道我是谁？
Hello, Mike.
How do you know me?
It's nice to meet you, Mike.
How do you know me?
I want to introduce myself, Mike.
How do you know me?
You're wearing a name tag.
Oh, right. How do you know me?
How do you know me?
你怎么知道我是谁？
Calendar phrase always makes me laugh. But wait, Alex was not wearing a name tag, so how did Tina know him?
Remember how Rob told Alex what Tina looked like? Well, Tina got help too. Susie told her that Alex has black hair.
Oh, yeah. And Susie also told Tina that Alex wears glasses.
Oh, and Rob helped too. He told Tina that Alex is Asian.
Well, it's no surprise then that Tina knew it was Alex. Did Alex know it was Tina?
At first, he seemed a little confused. But then he realized it was Tina because she is neither too tall nor too short. And she has blonde hair.
That's right. And Christina wants to talk to us about that, too.
Alex 说 Tina 不太高也不太矮。You are neither too tall nor too short. 我们来学这个连接词 neither A nor B 的用法。Neither A nor B 表示不是 A 也不是 B。比如说天气不会太冷也不会太热，就说 It's neither too cold nor too hot. 或者是你买给我的鞋子大小刚刚好。They are neither too big nor too small. 在 neither A nor B 这个句型中，其实 A 和 B 也可以是名词或者是人名。比如说他和我都不会讲日本话。Neither he nor I speak Japanese.还有 A 和 B 也可以当动词。He neither knows nor cares about the news. 他既不知道也不在乎那个消息。这些都是 neither A nor B 的用法。
Well, Christina is neither boring nor hard to understand.
No, she is interesting and fun. Anyways,I am glad that Alex finally got to meet Tina.
And I am glad we finally got to see her, too. She does seem very nice.
And it's always nice to review what we say when we meet someone for the first time. What do we say, Peter?
Well, first you introduce yourself and ask the name of the person. Then you should say, nice to meet you, and you might shake their hand.
Nice to meet you, Peter.
Nice to meet you, Pauline.
Alex says it's nice to finally meet you because he has been trying to meet Tina for days.
Well, and now it's finally time for us to review. Let's look at those key words from today.
Here's our first key word for the day. Secretary. Secretary.The secretary will help you find the office.
Height. Height. Mark and Tom are the same height.
Neither nor. Neither nor. Neither Abby nor Casey can swim.
Asian. Asian. China and Korea are Asian countries.
Glasses. Glasses. I need my glasses. I can't see.
All right, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hey, Rob. Have you met our new coworker yet?
Yes, I have met Tina. She's the new secretary.
I haven't met her yet. Maybe she's hiding from me.
No, she is too busy to do that. She has a new job to learn.
I know, but I want to introduce myself to her.
You should. She's about my height and has blonde hair.
Hello, are you Alex?
Yes, I am. You must be Tina. You have blonde hair and you're neither too tall nor too short.
That's right.
How did you know who I was?
Well, Susie said you wear glasses and you have black hair. And Rob told me you're Asian.
That's right. Well, it's nice to finally meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
Oh, that's good.
Today we talked a lot about Tina's height, although we never heard how tall she is exactly. In the United States, we measure height in feet and inches, not in meters and centimeters. Pauline, how tall are you?
Oh, I'm 5'8".
Wait, friends, how tall did she say she was? Is Pauline 58 feet tall?
Oh, goodness, no. That would make me a giant. No, I am 5'8", not 58. When I say 5'8", I mean 5 feet, 8 inches, which I believe that is about 1.7 meters tall. How tall are you, Peter?
I am 6'3", 6 feet and 3 inches. But sometimes we say our height in centimeters. That would be 190 centimeters.
Wow, I am impressed that you knew that. I don't know how many centimeters 5'8" is, but I bet Tina's husband could help us with that. That's a good math problem.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. Tina's husband is a math teacher. We learned that yesterday. Well, thank goodness we're not doing math on this show. We're just doing English, and you're doing great. But right now, it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's see what our friends are up to.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
Let me introduce myself. I'm the new secretary, Ginger.
Oh, it's you. You look different. Did you get a new haircut?
No.
Did you gain weight?
No.
Oh, I know. You're wearing glasses.
Yes. I'm wearing glasses.
So why are you wearing glasses?
I want to look like a smart secretary. What do you think?
You look neither smart nor like a secretary.
Oh, do I look shy and quiet? Do I, huh?
No, you don't look shy nor quiet.
So how do I look?
Like a monkey wearing glasses.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I found you. Are you okay?
Michelle just broke up with me.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So, why were you looking for me?
Do you want to go see a movie after school?
Thanks, Spencer. But I am too sad to go out with anyone to do
I heard that. That was a super sentence.
Super sentence, man.
Yes, it is. I and Paul said a super sentence. The super sentence for today is someone is to, adjective, to do something.
But I said I am too sad to go out.
Oh, that's okay. That's close enough. I am too sad to go out. That works too. That's a super sentence. And I'm sorry that you're sad, but maybe a super sentence will cheer you up.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, well then come on. Try another one. Okay.
My dog is sick. She is too sick to eat.
She is too sick to eat. I'm sorry about your dog, but that was a super sentence. What about you? Can you say one?
Yes. Matthew Bernard is the most popular guy in school. He is too cool to talk with us.
Ooh, he is too cool to talk with us. I'm sorry you guys aren't cool enough, but that was a super sentence. Remember, guys. A super sentence every day. Say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Spencer. I am too sad to go out with anyone to do anything tonight.
But you're sad, bro. Maybe you need to go out with us. It'll be good for you to join us for a movie.
Maybe. Okay. Wait. We? Us? Who's us?
My girlfriend and me. I have these 4 tickets.
Girlfriend? Oh man, I miss my girlfriend. She was the girl of my dreams. I can't go with you. But I'll take my ticket.
Maybe Michelle can go.
Maybe I can take this movie ticket. Maybe I can join you guys. Be a third wheel. It won't be awkward, will it? Okay, let's go.
Hey, Pauline, do you enjoy meeting new people? Or are you more of a shy person?
No, I am not shy at all. I really like meeting new people. I like going to parties and I like being social. What about you, Peter?
Well, I'm exactly the opposite of you. I actually am very shy. I don't like meeting new people very much. It makes me really tired. That doesn't mean I don't like new people. It's just it takes me a while.
Well, you are still very friendly, and I think that's the most important part.
Thank you. Yes, we're all different, right? Well, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on...
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.